Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're going to continue discussing the body checking rule proposal that will be voted on in June at the USA Hockey Annual Congress. Today it's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Michael Stewart, who is the Chief Medical Officer for USA Hockey. He's also a professor and vice chairman of the Orthopedic Surgery Department and the co-director of the Sports Medicine Center at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Dr. Stewart is also the father of four hockey-playing children, including son Mark, who plays for the Atlanta Thrashers and is going to suit up for the U.S. at the 2011 IIHF World Championships, and son Colin, who currently plays for the Portland Pirates in the American Hockey League. Dr. Stewart, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Concussions have been all over the news as of late, especially in all sports, and especially in youth hockey. It seems that more youth hockey players are suffering concussions than ever before. Is that a true statement, or do we just have a better understanding of the signs and symptoms and just take it a little bit more serious now?
Well, Harry, I think it's a combination of both. Clearly, we are concerned about the risk of concussion to our youth athletes. We are now better able to make the diagnosis because educational efforts have been successful. Players, coaches, parents, athletic trainers, and physicians now are better able to recognize the symptoms and signs of concussion. Therefore, there may be an apparent increased risk when actually the concussions were happening all the time, but we were just not able to diagnose them as effectively as we are today.
Great. Well, you know, Dr. Stewart, we've talked to a number of people for these podcasts about the rule change proposal that's up for vote, and we've heard about the skill development side of the house, and obviously the safety issue cannot be ignored. Is this rule change proposal is it about skill development? Is it about safety, or is it about both?
It's definitely about both. I learned a lot as a member of the body checking subcommittee in the area of skill development, and it became clear based upon testimony of a lot of our top-level coaches and child development specialists that at these young ages, our athletes cannot simultaneously learn how to stick handle, skate, shoot, have on-ice awareness, but at the same time give and take a body check. So I think they're intertwined. From a safety standpoint, it's very clear, based upon the scientific literature, that there is an increased risk of overall injury, concussion, and severe concussion to players at the Pee Wee level competing in leagues that allow body checking.
So that's why you've targeted this area, I mean, to basically delay the start of legal body checking until the bantam level?
Yes, and I think it's important to realize that this is not about getting rid of body checking. In fact, we are promoting body contact at younger age levels. We're going to have a structured, progressive curriculum that actually teaches the types of skills that are necessary to give and receive a legal body check. And so all the proposal is saying is delay legal body checking in games until the bantam level, but actually teach these skills at an earlier level, including allowing body checking in practices at the Pee Wee level. Because all the epidemiology of injury literature, all the scientific data points to the fact that the risk of injury in practice is much, much less than games. So it makes perfect sense that you would want to introduce body checking, teach the correct way to give and receive a body check in practice so that by the time these athletes reach the bantam level, they're familiar with it, they understand the purpose of a body check, they've developed the physical skills to conduct legal body checking in games.
Fantastic. Well, you know, know, Dr. Stewart, some of the opinions that we read on, you know, chat rooms and emails that come into USA Hockey from obviously well-meaning, you know, parents and coaches, but maybe they're just a little, you know, they're maybe a little misunderstood or whatever. Some think that it would make the game safer to introduce legal body checking at an earlier age, while others believe that waiting until the bantam level to introduce legal body checking will make the game a little bit more dangerous. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, I respect everybody's opinions, and I think many folks who have come to love the game of hockey and have played it for years have very strong opinions, which is fine. But I think what we have to look for is the scientific evidence and the expert testimony of the development specialist. There certainly would be some merit to introducing legal body checking at a younger age, say at the squirt level. However, the development experts tell us that actually the brain at that level of competition is not developed enough to learn how to perform such a complicated task safely. So I think too young is a bad idea. As far as, you know, will this result in an increased risk of injury at the bantam level, I suppose that's possible. But some of the data that is available shows us that there is no protective effect of 2 years of body checking experience at the peewee level by the time you're a bantam. And it's clear that you can dramatically reduce the risk of injury at the peewee level if you delay legal body checking in games. And the other important thing to realize is legal body checking is not the root of all evil. I happen to be a huge fan of the physical aspect of hockey. I have sons that are very physical players. I think they're very clean players, and I love that part of the game. But I think at the young level, if you go to a peewee game, when legal body checking is allowed, unfortunately, some of the players and coaches and parents misconstrue body checking actually as much more dangerous and illegal activities like charging and boarding and high-sticking and hits to the head. So I think that oftentimes some of the injuries occur because even though they think it's body checking, it's more of a violent act, and there's often loss of body control, unanticipated hits, and very high risk collisions that are actually misconstrued as checking.
Good point. You know, one of the things, Dr. Stewart, that in talking to Mark Tabram, who's our director of coaching education, and obviously all the people who work with our American development model, one of the things that they've said regarding starting checking at the bantam level is if a coach takes the time and teaches the proper means of checking at the peewee level, it will actually make the game safer when a player starts at the bantam level. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think that's very logical because, you know, like any other skill, it takes time to acquire it. It takes excellent coaching, and it also takes time. You have to have this repetitive education, and I think if you delay legal body checking in games until the bantam level, these athletes will have more time, more repetition, and better coaching in order to develop those skills.
Absolutely. And then, Dr. Stewart, my last question is with all the information that we have about concussions and with all of the information that you know that we've put out there about the skill development aspects and the safety aspects of this rule change proposal, could we really wait any longer to put something like this into effect?
No, we can't, because it has become very clear, and at the Ice Hockey Summit Action on Concussion that took place at the Mayo Clinic in October, there was really a call to action, because we now realize that the youth athlete's brain is more susceptible to concussion, the consequences are more severe for youth athletes, and the repetitive brain damage that can occur from multiple concussions may have long-lasting significance even into the future. So the time is now. We cannot wait for additional research. We will continue to research concussions in hockey, but there is enough data out there right now that tells us we need to act, and we need to act in a lot of different ways. Everybody should realize this is not just just about delaying legal body checking in games until the bantam level. It's about improving coaching, improving officiating, calling the rules as they're written, and hopefully developing skills so that the body check is performed for the reason it was designed, which is to separate the player from the puck, not to actually inflict harm on an opponent and take them out of play and possibly take yourself out of play because you think you're doing what's best for the game of hockey, but actually you're just putting yourself and your opponent into a very vulnerable situation and causing a concussion.
Well, Dr. Stewart, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. And thank you to everybody out there who tuned in to listen to this USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Be sure to join us next time when we talk to Ken Rausch, manager for USA Hockey, as he discusses the progression of checking skills that will take place next year, beginning at the Mite level and working on up through the Pee Wee level into Bantams. For more information about this topic, you can always go to usahockey.com and click on the body checking link. On that site, you will also find an archival of all of our USA Hockey Magazine podcasts. And be sure to check us out also on iTunes.